Hello, everybody. Welcome back to MediaMX. Here, stop laughing.
You can see Zach's hand.
It's not
in the bottom left corner.
Yeah, you can see.
Put it up
again.
Put it up. Put your left hand up.
This one. Your left hand.
Well, you're like.
Wait, that was that's kind of funny.
Well, we already started. It doesn't matter. This is our start.
Press fade to black and do it again.
No, we're good.
Run it back.
No, we're good. We're good.
I already did it. We're fine.
Oh, no.
We're doing Free Guy today.
Chunk arms.
Run it back.
We're doing. Shut up. We're doing Free Guy today.
Run it back.
No.
Shut up.
We have
yes, ma'am.
We have a special guest on this podcast today.
Posty.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
Knock off Post Malone.
Turn your
love
head.
Oh God!
Don't
show that. Don't show that drawing.
Don't spin your whole chair.
He looks
not
like
the Big Kahuna anymore. We're Pre Malone.
Pre Malone.
Yes, Christ.
Wish Malone.
Pre Malone.
Wish Malone.
Wish Malone.
Wish Malone. Wow. I'm the Malone that visits the kids in the hospital.
No. The like happen. Wish version. You know? Have you guys? Like heard of that?
What's up,
no.
guys? It's Post Baloney.
It's like a website where you buy things like cheap.
I think we all know what Wish
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
You look like the guy from Lost.
Walmart version.
I've been called John Snow before.
John
really?
Snow?
Yeah,
like, I think it's a beard.
Like, it's fat John Snow.
What is that? The president? Like,
no.
It's the president.
Not that
from
Snow.
Hunger Games.
No, the guy from Game of Thrones. Anyway, yeah. we're doing. Well, Ryan Reynolds' new wonderful movie, Free Guy.
Pod.
Are we talking about it? I have to read the synopsis.
Oh, yeah. The Google synopsis.
I literally can... I could say it in like 10
seconds. Just say that.
Let's when a bank teller discovers he's actually a background player in an open-world video game, he decides to become the hero of his own story, one that can rewrite himself. In a world where there's no limits, he is determined to save the day. To save the day his way before it's too late, and maybe find a little romance with the coder who convinced him.
Whoa.
Oh, who conceived him. That is the grossest freaking sentence.
I don't like that terminology.
He's having romance
created?
With his mom?
Wait, hold on. Technically, the guy, and by the way, there's spoilers for this movie. I don't know why you're watching this. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it.
Go watch it. It's pretty good.
But technically, it was the guy who conceived him. So unless you want to watch Ryan Reynolds and Steve Harrington make out, then
Steve, you
know the hair Harrington.
I hate to like burst our bubble because we already got in the role, but we didn't introduce ourselves.
They already know who we are.
No, they don't.
Why? No,
like,
they don't.
Where you,
nobody
like,
knows who we are.
45 minutes and introduced
I mean,
ourselves.
To be
like,
fair,
like the end of the podcast.
Probably, yeah.
I said I'm Post Malone.
You said you're Post Malone. All right, cool.
That's
all
right,
Vicky.
Pre-Malone. Oh, if any want me to like go to your kid's birthday party, I'm 15 and a half. So.
Not with the kids, bro.
I'm
stop with the kids.
Say, like I don't know. I'll just
toss do some balloon
I'll
animals.
I'll toss myself in a dumpster for like 15 minutes and then come out and it'll be
to
like,
freshen up.
Right there
wait, we got a pen.
Does that mean?
No.
No.
Not draw on the tattoos.
No. Free Guy. Let's talk about that.
Wait, this is Vicky.
Hi.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jordy Corner.
Nick.
I'm Nick.
I'm Nick.
Jack.
Oh, I guess I'm Jack now.
I'm the woman that Ryan Reynolds makes out in the movie with. Spoilers! I'm just kidding. All right.
You know, just the bubblegum ice cream. You guys were expecting the movie to be terrible, right?
I thought it was going to be bad, yeah.
I was expecting it to be cheesy.
Yeah, I was going to expect.
And
I
was
expecting
cheesy.
It to just be very overhyped. I didn't understand why I was so hyped up.
I didn't think it
was who's this blue shirt guy? Who the f*** is this blue shirt guy?
My gosh, this blue shirt guy is so hot. Oh my god.
Did anyone else think this came out like a while ago? Like, I feel
it
like it's
August
been out. I know.
It's been, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
I feel like it, like,
years.
They started advertising like. It like 2 years ago.
They did.
Yeah, because COVID happened.
Time. Yeah, COVID slowed it down a bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought this came out.
What are you laughing at, huh?
Thinking about
this. Dude, COVID's funny?
What was the clip of Ninja where it's like, ha! Where he's like yelling at the kid?
There's a lot of good memes.
Of just him, just thinking of him like yelling during that thing.
He
why
says, what the buzzword did you say to me, you little buzzword?
Yeah,
and it's like,
there's the video of him eating the talkie where it's like, yeah!
I love
talkies
the
are seriously intense.
I make sure you change the cameras.
I just switched it.
Oh.
Because I wanted to talk.
We're teaching Zach how to use the camera.
Yeah, I apologize if it's really bad quality. No, my fat fingers are taking a while to do that.
Yeah, we have like 15 different like directors or whatever, so... Or controllers. Or
we're all directors.
Yeah, it's, pretty much.
I have to earn my cut somehow.
Anybody can be Christopher Nolan if they want to.
What did you just say?
Why are you keeping the shot on me? Oh, you're not.
It's
good.
No. I'm not.
I'm going to watch you eat this Kit Kat.
No one wants to watch you open up a Kit Kat and eat it very disturbingly.
Sup, dude? Eat this bean.
Let's actually talk about the movie, though. Yeah. I'm wearing my crab shirt today.
That's so. Not about the movie. At all.
There were no crab memes.
Let's talk about the movie. Hey, I'm wearing my crab shirt, by the way.
You know, blue shirt guy.
Yeah, blue shirt. We're three for six on blue shirt.
Yeah, we got the memo.
Blue hat.
There's no memo.
No, it doesn't
count. There's no blue.
It's not
a
shirt. Cheater.
Cheater.
And I also have the body of dude.
So, how does this movie start?
Well, it starts off like... The video game's actually, like, real life. So I thought it, like, was real and not a video game. So it kind of...
You mean when the guy, like, was skydiving into the car?
You thought it was real life? You thought people flying were real life?
Well, obviously not, like, in today's world, but, like, in his, like, some sort of, like, I don't know, universe where, like, that's, like, a real thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I assumed that, like, that was... Yeah, like, I thought
that
was...
It was just so strange. He was just walking on his, like, path, and everything was just... happening around him.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so strange.
I kind of knew when he woke up that is like, he goes to his closet, he opens the closet, it's the same pair of everything.
I mean, that's kind of like all the cartoons, like Phineas and Ferb, and like those many other,
okay,
where they wear
yeah,
the same outfit each day.
Yeah.
And they definitely show a clip at one point in like the show, them opening the closet and just being the same thing.
Yeah.
So I was not surprised by that at all.
Yeah, I guess. But then his like default apartment also kind of tipped me off. I don't know.
Default.
I like his goldfish.
He's just default man.
Pretty default much. Skin.
Default man that happens to look like Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite confused though whenever a Molotov girl kept when she like first walked down the sidewalk and she kept like kind of saying their lines. I was like, why does she know? She like mind reader or something?
Because it's like a video game.
In there
if
enough,
you play
so.
Any video game, it's like the NPCs just say the same shit.
Yeah, well, that makes sense now, but like I didn't like process that. I'm very slow. That it was a video game. It's
we
like,
also don't play video games.
Yeah, so that's not our fault though. But we are an outsider.
She's like singing the song, and then Ryan Reynolds is like, "I love that song." She's like, "Huh,
that's a new one.
That's a new one."
Yeah,
you guys talk really fast.
About
what? Cool. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Sorry.
Wait.
Gotta get back to it.
Anyway.
What is funny, Jack? Tell us, because the camera is now on you.
You know how like the glass they put the glasses on and like a million other people like would appear in front of them with like all the games and objectives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if you're like sitting there like someone's like, "I'm gonna kill you," and like pulls out a gun, like points at your head and shoots, and you're just like, "Ah, just take off the glasses and you're fine." They put it back on. Oh yeah, I'm teleported now.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think that works that way.
No, I mean,
I don't think the people
would take it off and turn into a.
They're
NPC.
Still there though. The people are there when they're not wearing the glasses.
It's just like the different like things that pop up.
Are you sure? Because like you see him put the glasses on, then people are like swinging on a giant rope, like shooting a rocket launcher through a building, and then you take it off, and then
rope
like
swing?
Those people are gone.
So like, I get the funny like the parts where they'd have the players and they'd cut back to like the people playing and it'd be haha funny because like half the time they were like children playing it, but like they kind of played that joke like five times in it and they're like it's funnier the seventh time we've done it and it's like
I don't think
it's a big burly man but it's
being
played
be
by
realistic.
A little child toddler.
I guess that's true.
It's like a popular dumb game. That like
yeah, where you just kill
play.
People
but you know
and
how,
kidnap
like,
people.
You know how like Ready Player One had all of the video game references because it was like the
yeah.
entire
I haven't
thing.
Actually watched that. But
you haven't
really?
Watched,
you watched Ready
oh
Player One?
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's such a fun.
I've seen like clips of it where it's like.
Oh, it's great. You know how on like Space Jam you watch the background characters because
yeah,
like you can see that
like, a ton of crap.
In that, like, it gets really annoying, but like,
yeah, because it is shoving
yeah.
in your face. This
but
movie
that's
because
it's
and,
Warner Bros. Being like,
yeah.
"Hey, we own all this."
But in Ready Player One, they do it in like a fun way because like you can, your eye catches it in the background, so you can rewatch it, and it makes it really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie, like, used a couple of them. Stop.
Sorry.
This movie uses, like, a couple, like, references to other video games. Like, you know, obviously Fortnite. But, like, there's
really?
Other ones. Well, there's other
what?
Ones. What do you mean? Is that sarcasm?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like.
When they, I wish when there he, was like, they were guy? Teabagging what? People that were, like, killed, that was kind of funny.
That's Halo, though.
Bro, that's Channing Tatum in this movie, bro, is so funny.
Yeah, yeah, he was so hilarious.
So funny.
when they were trying to find, like, the lost, like, the video game that was, like, in the game.
The glitch?
Yeah, the glitch. When you were trying to find it, he was just dancing on the pole in the background. I was like, this is, that's so funny.
It was great.
Well, honestly, like the first 2 minutes of the movie where it was Channing Tatum, I didn't even notice it was Channing Tatum.
Was that Channing Tatum?
No, yeah, it was Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
It was
a
guy in minutes.
I didn't realize that either. I was just thinking about that.
He lands in the car, and the woman's like, "Oh, you're so hot," and he's like, "I know, babe." And drives off, and then,
oh,
like,
that was him
in the part where like in slow mo, and he's shooting the grenade launch. I'm like, "Wait, oh wait, that's Channing Tatum."
Oh, yeah, so it was him.
And then the part where they showed. The part where they showed the person actually like playing Channing Tatum.
Oh my god! Oh my god. He's been in a lot of movies.
The dude
too,
who lives at his mom's house.
Oh my god!
31 years old.
He was
in
Stranger
like
Things.
That.
He was the arcade guy.
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering where I knew him from.
Yeah, he was also in a TV show, a series of unfortunate events. I don't know if any of y'all saw.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I think so. He's been in a few things. That's
that was
like
a
he always plays the same.
He always
plays
like
a loser. He's typecast.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
But it fits and it's so funny.
I don't like.
I love when he's in movies.
His role in here, like the name of his character,
Gamer.
Is Gamer.
Gamer.
I guess that's what. Like, I guess that's how we look too. I guess.
Speaking of,
it's like what was Pete Davidson's name in Suicide Squad?
Oh, Dick Hurts.
Yeah. So it's like that. I love the little like. Tiny things that they hide in movies like that.
It's yeah,
cool. That's so funny.
Tell them like what you saw on Google just now with the names of keys.
Oh, the you know the employees at the game development that they worked at. Remember?
Yeah, 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 with Antoine and shit.
Yeah. So the what's his name? The guy who played Keys. His partner's name was Mouser, so like a game, like a mouse.
Who was Keys?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Is Keys the guy from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
No. The guy who played Mouser is Keys' friend.
Yeah, Keys' friend. Yeah. His name is Mouser, like
is
a mouse.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. His name is like a mouse.
Yeah.
And then Keys is like a keyboard.
Like a piano.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So funny. I don't know. That's I just noticed
I
that.
Feel like that's just a little lazy.
My hair is in pain.
Or it could be, I don't know, it could be lazy or
I
it could
mean,
be like
this
creative.
Is the same guy who decided
stupid.
To give
dude's
catchphrase.
Like,
one
yourself?
Person's video, the other person's name is Game.
he names the employees Keys and Mousy, and then he gives dude's catchphrase. It's just catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Enter catchphrase here.
That's not funny.
That was funny.
How's that funny?
No, it's because they didn't finish him. That's why.
Catchphrase.
No, he was like, guys, the best part about dude is his catchphrase.
It wasn't because they didn't finish him. He wanted that to be. He was like, catchphrase as a catchphrase is a pretty sick catchphrase.
He purposely
actually.
Made his
catchphrase
his,
as a catchphrase is really cool.
Or his catchphrase.
That doesn't make sense because
Antoine's
kind of like.
He had three different ones.
No, he
to choose from.
He was going through his lines and he's like, insert third line here. that was
he's
the
like,
finished part.
Blue shirt guy, what's adjective. Wrong? You seem very adjective.
Adjective.
that whole scene was great. Oh my god.
I'm just so glad they didn't milk it.
So good.
It was so funny just watching like the big
like
body.
Reynolds has a gun pointed at me off screen.
Oh man.
Keep talking.
This movie's so good. I'm sweating. Don't worry about it.
No, it was so funny. It was so funny just seeing a buff body and then Ryan Reynolds like face just plastered
yeah, deep,
on it. And it was so funny.
It's
so
terrible.
A little like blue shirt tattoo.
Oh my god.
It was like on our like whiteboard over there.
Can I do deepfake?
Yeah.
On what, Photoshop?
Do you want me to do deepfake?
Oh, please put my face on.
I think I have to get 3ds Max, I think. I have to learn a new program.
We could deepfake a picture, which is just Photoshop.
Well, if you want to see, if you want to see a deepfake,
all
deepfakes are easy. I mean, most of it is just AI, but you have to have a computer that can run it. So my computer might explode.
Look at
if you want to see a deepfake of Zach on dude's body.
Gross.
All
right. Like and subscribe. If you want to see me on a hot dude.
If you
want to
see Zach being steamy hot man.
Jack, is there paper towels next to me?
No.
Or if you just want me to like look like Post Malone.
No. You pass me you already a do. Single paper towel.
I already do.
Speaking of more celebrities, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Oh yeah, there were a lot of cameos in this movie.
Oh yeah.
There were so many.
That was so funny. Movie.
I think it would have been even funnier if it didn't show it in the previews every Nick 2 seconds.
Did they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't watch.
I didn't know Chris Evans was going to be in this movie. It was just really funny.
I didn't know there was going to be any Disney references at all.
Captain America shield and just like,
oh my god,
that scene.
Yeah, when he like popped up the shield, like, oh my god, the Captain America, and then like this song. I was like,
what the shit?
Oh yeah. Or like when he pulled out the lightsaber too, that was kind of interesting. They were all like, what the fuck? How did he get that?
That'd be funny if like Mark Hamill was there. What the heck?
My lightsaber.
I know I'm walking away from the mic. How much would it have pissed you off if it was like...
We can't even hear you.
We can't hear you.
What?
We literally cannot hear you.
Oh, sorry.
I had to blow my nose.
Go back.
No. All right.
What were you saying?
No, I was going to say how funny... But so, like, they had the Captain America, and they have Chris Evans for it. What if they, like, instead of that one, they had the lightsaber, and then they use... what's her name? Who plays as Rey?
Oh,
how many people? Oh. How many people would have pissed that off? And they're like, really?
What? Well, the equivalent to that, I talked to everybody, you.
So, that's...
Everybody agrees with Zach.
Zach likes Daisy Ridley.
So what?
She's not that great.
I mean,
I'm sure she'd love your hair right now.
I'm sure she would. You know.
You guys would be matching, right?
I'm pretty sure she's married.
Is she?
To Post Malone.
Or engaged, not married yet.
Yeah.
Who's she engaged to?
Like the equivalent to what Nick was saying just now, having Ray. What if John Walker, like, popped up instead of Chris Evans? Yeah.
Nobody would understand that though.
John Walker.
No one would get that.
What do you mean? They like saw the.
Because I think more people.
The people who would get that would be pissed off.
I think there's more like, in a not true. Marvel. Movie, I think more people understand that Chris Evans is Captain America.
God, that's who.
Yeah,
that's who she's engaged to.
Can we stop talking?
Is that
about
Antoine?
Who is that?
Is that Antoine from Free Guy?
No, that's who.
Put on Dick.
He looks like what's? No, well, I'm not gonna put it up. He looks like what's his name?
Bro, if he shaved his head, he'd make a really good Lex Luthor.
Tom Bateman, which sounds like a murderer name for one. He looks like what's the one
dude?
Gay guy from.
Nick, what does this have to do with Free Guy?
I'm just saying. We're talking about Daisy Ridley. I'm on a run. The one gay guy from Mamma Mia. Harry.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. That one gay guy. Yeah,
the old guy from Kingsman.
Old gay guy. Oh.
Harry.
Oh. Wait.
What?
You're saying I have a
that
chance.
Does not look like Harry at all.
I mean Galahad.
Hold on, let me pop a picture.
Anyway.
Harry.
Okay, well, back to Free Guy. Guys.
Can we like talk about the movie?
Do this later. Sorry,
we do this
I got
all the
on
time.
Roll.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Anyway.
See, I just want to point out that I love the fact that in our camera you can see me in this side and then you can see Jack in this side.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our regular.
It's good continuity.
Program. Yeah, it is.
It's not what continuity
when I react,
means,
I'm like, oh my god, the Mamma Mia. And then Jack's all like, hat shake.
I was gonna say
bruh,
well whatever, look at that, but
yeah,
no.
Look at what are you trying to make me feel better about myself?
So
that's
they can't see that.
Oh, yeah, you really can't
similar.
See that
they are not.
Okay. Can we talk about the movie?
Yes we can. Let me see my phone.
Honestly, if Daisy Ridley or Ryan Reynolds, I'm still choosing Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, so they had YouTubers in this, right? Agreed. And they had Jacksepticeye, and then they had...
Yeah, they had a lot of people. They had
Pokimane. They had Ninja.
They had... Who else
Ninja
they
Tyler Blevins.
Oh, my God, dude. I love Ninja.
I think he's dumb. But
what?
He's still a meme.
Dude, he's such a meme, bro.
You need to get better at this switcher thing.
I'm so used to someone else doing it. I'm sorry.
You want to switch
seats? Well, do you want us to do it for you, Zach?
No.
But the thing is, they had those YouTubers, and we walked out of the... Of the movie theater, and I was kind of sad because I want to see Markiplier. Markiplier's more
I don't know.
Yeah, but Markiplier's more of a meme than like Jacksepticeye. No offense.
Jack's more of like, I feel like a gamer than.
No offense to Sean.
What?
But, like,
Markiplier releases video game videos like, every day.
Yeah, they're video games like, that nobody plays.
Jack, Sean doesn't really do any like non-gaming videos. Markiplier does of non-gaming videos.
I don't know. And the only reason Jack was even in this movie is because he knows Ryan Reynolds.
Really? Does he?
Ryan Reynolds told them about Jack to have him on the movie.
That's awesome.
How does he know that?
He did it. He interviewed him for Deadpool a couple years before for Deadpool or something.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
Jacksepticeye led the interview.
It's actually a really funny video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I think it's on his channel.
It's really
funny. Why did he leave the interview?
Because they wanted to be like hip and have someone kids know to do it. Nah. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
When they have PewDiePie.
I don't even see him.
I think the reason is obvious why they couldn't have PewDiePie.
Why? It's because he's all the way in the Sweden.
Didn't we PewDiePie talk about is weird. This? PewDiePie's a little weird. He's
Can
also
we
not
talk about
American.
This?
Didn't we just talk about it?
Is that the reason why he didn't record?
I don't think PewDiePie, like, I feel like he's Markiplier. Like, kind of, they both kind of play like.
I don't know. I think like.
Markiplier is an American. Versus PewDiePie's doesn't live in America.
I don't think that really matters
that
much. Yeah, but
Jacksepticeye is from Ireland.
But they also, were they, at least, unless they, like, created their own, like, exact replica of each YouTuber's studio inside of the, where they filmed at. Like,
they don't need to.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They don't need to.
Like, Ninja just created, like, the film and then, like, sent it in to them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so, like.
Oh my god.
It doesn't
god.
Matter where they live. Yeah.
I didn't even.
Also, the random
is
shot.
Is that new shirt guy?
The random shot of like, where, what was it? It was the scene where he's getting his ass kicked, and then Ninja is just like.
Yeah. Ninja's like looking in suspense, like. And it could have just not had that in the movie.
That would have been fun. I don't. Well, I feel like it was weird because, like, usually you want, like, two or maybe, like, three shots of, like, suspense for reactions, but, like, they had one.
Yeah, but just one shot of Ninja just looking at his screen. Like, I hope he's okay.
I'm going to go sit in my pile of money and play
that must
Fortnite.
Have been like a,
can you look up how much
I'm
gonna money
I'm going to go sit in my bed of talkies.
I'll look it up, but...
Yeah, look it up.
I'm so curious.
Frick, what was I going to say? This must have been a pretty crappy game, like the game itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of
like
GTA 5,
okay,
right?
When you actually
garbage
looked at the
GTA.
Graphic, like,
okay.
Obviously, like, when watching the inside of the game,
yeah,
it was, like,
terrible.
It was real life. But, like, when you looked at the graphics of people actually playing it, it was like Grand Theft Auto 3.
You know those commercials that you'll get? Those, like, those weird ads of video games, like, zombie defense game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know those are the ones with, like, the girls with like, really big tits? Those ones. You laugh. But they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What ads did you see this site on?
There.
What site were you on?
Yeah, oh, what is it?
It'll be on, like, YouTube or something. Uh-huh. Hold on, let me see if I can find... I'm not crazy.
Finish your sentence, though.
But anyway, like, it looked like that. That was the end of my sentence. It looks like
you know those,
I
like, that's how
example.
Mafia Works commercials, where it was, like, new level zero...
Yes, that's exactly
by
what I mean.
Boss level 100.
Oh, yes. I've seen those.
It's like free guy fighting dude is like noob level zero moment. And he like levels up.
Yeah, that pretty funny.
Yeah.
What was your, I don't know.
What did you,
favorite
what?
Scene or whatever?
Favorite scene?
I don't know. What's this podcast thing that we did?
What was your favorite?
I'll show you guys after because, like, I can't. Some of these, I guarantee, I can't show on this.
No,
but I'll
stop.
My favorite
looking
scene.
Out pictures of big boobed women.
I'm not. They're just. It's funny.
Yeah. Look at your phone.
My favorite scene was after
funny.
They.
I'll show you after.
Okay, so my favorite scene was after they like kissed at the ice cream place, and then Keys comes in the room and they're talking about like. Who Free Guy actually was, and that he's actually a robot. And he's like, wait, you kissed an AI? There's not even a button for that. And she's like, oh, he found the button.
Yeah. Oh, that was a funny line.
That was a really funny line.
Also, Ryan Reynolds will always find
the part,
on your button.
Part where it's like, he rode me. And the buff version is like, friendly gesture.
That would probably be funny.
Yeah, dude's a pretty funny guy.
This is so scuffed.
Did you find out how much he got paid?
Say.
My favorite scene was Key and Mouser, like, going into the game.
Oh, yeah.
And they were fucking trying to...
Bunny.
They were trying to kill Guy.
Well,
and one of them was a bunny.
Something I pointed out when we walked out of the theater
really
is I was like, this is, like, the third time what's his name's Keys.
Oh, Keys.
Yeah, his character. Or
Steve Harrington.
Yeah, Steve Harrington has gotten like rejected, or that actor, because like
his real name is Joe Carey.
Friendzone. Or Joe Carey, like yeah. in Stranger Things, he got rejected like twice, and then in this, we thought he got rejected by the one girl. He didn't, but that would have been really funny.
But think about how
he kind of did get curbed. He kind of did get curbed, and then she was like, "Oh wait, I'm a bitch." Keys, I love you.
Bro, think about how weird it would be just walking down the street. And he's like a cop, and a weird bunny-looking thing pulls up behind you and starts demanding your skin.
Give us your skin.
Give us your skin.
Like, take off your skin.
Give me that skin, man. They're like,
where'd you get that skin?
Oh, you don't take your skin off. We'll take it off for you. Pulls out a Bowie knife.
Nick, I know our Halloween costume now. More.
Huh?
The cop and bunny.
I'm not being.
You're being the bunny. You already know.
Who's gonna be the cop?
You're gonna wear a mustache.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Mustache.
Oh, you're talking about Halloween?
Dude, I thought we were going to be Among Us characters for
Halloween. No, we're not.
That shit.
We're not.
Funny thing about that. So in our personal group chat, Jack linked he's like, guys, I know what we're going to be for Halloween, and linked like a ton of Among Us costumes.
The science is all relatable for us,
full body,
right?
Among Us costumes.
It's Among Us, dude.
So everybody knows Among Us, right? It's this two-legged spaceman.
Yeah, explain it to us.
They're so funny.
But just stick with me here. And I go into the comments on this on the Amazon site for these. It's not even one star. Because...
Oh, it's not?
It's like below one
it's
star?
It's a kid's costume, right? But it's one star because if it's an inflatable full-body costume... How do they trick or treat with only two legs? How do they hold stuff? Their whole body's in this suit and there's no armholes.
Bro, there's like kids just like suffocating and dying as they breathe.
One of the comments on it was my kid almost died in this because the fan fell out with the like all it says is like. Tie the fan as tight as you can.
Oh my god.
It literally says in the description, tie it as tight as you can. And the fan must have fell out, and he's like, my kid almost suffocated in Among Us.
Honestly, that's his fault.
That's their own fault. Like, literally catching on fire and burning.
God. Why would you buy an Among Us costume? I don't understand.
Why would you? Are you joking? There's probably a ton of kids that want that. Just go. Don't buy costumes on Amazon.
I feel like
buy
we're at the point. City, so, like, we're at this point socially where Among Us has been outcasted. I feel like it's just been memed too much. It can't be taken seriously.
No,
anymore.
It's gone on to the children. Stop thinking of sussy and.
you exactly what I'm freaking thinking. It was like 2 in the morning, and
we're
Zach.
Just- Playing we're Roblox.
Just playing Roblox.
Just playing Roblox.
Because, you know, we have that phase sometimes.
Yeah.
And then
we
all
have
we
the
see.
Ability. We're grown men.
All we see is like this big, like, white smiley face that's smiling at us and with the title Sussy Baka Imposter Land. And we load up and it's just like every 3 seconds, like, oh, mamas. Oh, mamas. And we're like, ah.
Is that Norwell?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Anyways,
no, I'll wear that for Halloween.
Back to Free Guy, though.
Oh, right. I forgot we were, like, doing
the movie
podcast.
We're reviewing.
Man, we really can't stand this movie, can we?
It's like, what? This movie's just kind of like...
Do you want to put on the headphones so you can hear what I...
It's kind of just
the Among Us thing.
No, we can hear back when we play the video.
Sorry, hold on.
Sus.
Rip headphone users.
Among Us.
Oh, my God. God.
Oh, I wish you could have seen his face.
Oh,
I
you
wish you guys could
it.
Have seen his face. He was mortified.
Fucking eardrum. I can't hear.
Well, the thing is, we
gotta
have to...
Gotta get Zach a hearing
the
aid
thing
after
is,
that
we,
one.
We equalize the freaking audio anyway, so, like, the big spike isn't gonna happen because it's all gonna be at the same. So...
Yeah. So, like, it has, like, their volume at, like, 15, and then all of a sudden jump into, like, 30 real quick.
Why? Why is this so bad?
What are you
doing?
We're on the shot! Switch the shot!
Like, go back.
You're fucking up the carpet.
Wait, look.
Now you can clearly see Reynolds Ryan's behind me. Oh, yeah, I drew a picture of Ryan Reynolds because I didn't know what he looked like.
No. You gotta bring him closer.
No, just stay in there now.
No.
Hold on.
Bring
leave
it.
It.
What
bring
are we doing?
Change the camera to yours, Zach.
Put it lower.
It looks picture. Like me.
It's blurry.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Hey! That was the same pitch.
Yeah.
We do that all the time.
That was an E minor or something.
That happens to me at work all the time. Oh, my God.
That's staying there. All right.
No.
So, what is your guys' favorite scene from this movie?
Well, I already said my mom. But I could say another one if you want.
A lot of good scenes in this movie.
What'd you think, Zach?
I mean, I gotta say the beach scene where they in the finale.
Where he's like running down?
Oh, when they were fighting?
When they're fighting. Like when dude shows up. Oh, yeah. That's the best part. I mean, he's like, send him in. I don't care if he's unfinished. And that made it even better.
Yeah, they were like, oh, okay, he has like half a brain, but we'll send him in. He goes in there and he's like, catchphrase.
I like how it's just like the alternate version of Guy is just somebody named Dude.
It's Guy 2.0.
Stupid humor.
Well,
like that.
Some guy, some dude. I mean.
That. Yes.
Like when you're
that
when you're
is
talking,
the joke. That's the
whoa,
the
I'm sorry. I point out the obvious.
It'd be like girl and woman.
Girl and woman.
Girl and woman.
Girl and gal.
Ladies.
It should have just been Ryan Reynolds
mine.
In a Among
the
Us
dance,
costume.
The cop and bunny.
Oh, I thought it was Channing Tatum dancing on the pole.
Oh, that was also a good one.
That one was
that
pretty
one was,
good, too.
That one was really good. I like just seeing him just, like, do random shit on, like, the fucking pole. While they were trying to, like, figure something out, he was just dancing in the video. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mine wasn't was even funny. A big one. I just liked watching the random player in the background of one of the scenes.
The fuck?
Of the dude, like, I running into the wall, and he's just like...
What?
You did see that?
I didn't see that.
No, in one of the scenes, like Ryan Reynolds is doing whatever, but I'm distracted by, like, this random, like, I guess player or whatever, and he's just running into a wall like this.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just, like, not getting anywhere. He, like, jumps and then falls and then does it again.
What was that?
I was, dude. Like, at the beginning of the movie. I got distracted. I was just like,
dude.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you remember the YouTube video called The Glitch?
From Quarter Digital, yeah.
That's what I thought it was gonna be like when the whole world was like disappearing,
yeah.
And, like, falling off the edge. Somebody'd be like, no, start like spazzing out, but it wasn't.
Oh, dude,
I was
that
sad.
Video is fucking
a good video.
Classic. I'll show you guys that video after this.
Video.
But
that's
go
so
go watch The Glitch if you guys haven't.
Just
seen
go watch
that
Quarter
movie.
Digital.
We talk about them a lot.
Sorry,
oh,
free sponsor,
so
by the way. I want to meet them. I'll go on one of their React videos.
Hopefully, when we blow up, we can. But
yo, Quarter Digital, hit us up.
I don't know.
Yo,
I'd have to say, my favorite scene was probably when they're going to rob Channing Tatum's like base or whatever, and he's like jumping up and down like all over Guy's character. He's like, hey, can I get you to say my catchphrase? And he's like, what?
And he gets all sexual on
him.
And
he's like,
yeah,
I know what you want.
And
then you see the gamer guy like sitting behind this screen like eating a freaking Twizzler or something.
Oh my God, yeah, that was funny.
We were eating Twizzlers.
He was also
at the same
yelling
time.
At his mom in the.
Yeah, the mom's
movie.
He's like, "Mom, stop vacuuming!" And she's like, "You're 31 and living in my house."
You're
22
and living in my house.
Oh, it's 22.
Yeah, I remember because we're so close to that age.
Oh, yeah, I was like, really?
Oh man.
Same.
Pretty close to home.
Oops.
Oh, God, pretty bad. At least I'm not in a basement.
Yeah, at least.
Oh yeah.
I like the sock part. Do not touch that sock! Oh my
God!
That is my special sock! You have to go to therapy!
It made it even better when it was just like him talking to himself in the game. Yeah. When he was just yelling at nothing.
Yeah, and Guy had no idea like what was going on. Like, he had no idea that there was
like
another world.
I'm not your mom,
dude. What is this dude doing?
And bro, I'm not your mom. What sock are you talking about?
Also, you said John Krasinski was in this movie?
Yeah, he was like a voice actor.
So was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
What?
Yeah, he was the guy in the alleyway that got shot by him.
That was not Molotov. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
that was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
What?
In the alley. Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Google.
I don't see any of these people on the cast list. You have to go like the whole cast list. Like you have to type that in, like all
on,
cast.
Like, the official Google cast list.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene, Nick?
Thompson. I already said it was one where she was like, oh, she found the button, but I'm trying to think of another one.
We all taken both of mine, so I got no more.
I like the one where him and Molotov are fighting in the penthouse, mm-hmm. and then they drive out of the window while she's like on his lap shooting behind him.
He's like, I bet you like
boom,
that.
Boom, boom,
oh,
boom. Bet you like that.
Is that, that a, scene was is that a gun shit. In your pocket?
Dwayne Johnson was like, in here.
Oh, is that a Glock in your pocket? No.
No.
The Rock was
it's
in
Glock. Two.
She reaches into his pants. She's like, oh.
That was funny. I was like, God. I was like, what the fuck?
Alex Trebek was in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jackman. Yeah. He, they
yeah.
had a scene
they had
a, for Jackman.
They had a Beppardy scene.
Tyler oh, yeah. Belvin's.
J Belvin. Belvin, man.
Didn't
Belvis Belvis brought my pelvis.
Didn't the Buddy character sound like Kevin Hart to you guys?
He did a little bit.
Yeah,
but
that
yeah, that's
Kevin
what I
Hart.
Thought. I was like, that's not Kevin Hart, is it?
No,
yeah.
The whole
like,
time.
It sounded like for a second. I think it's just like.
No,
the entire
the movie,
I feel like
it.
I feel like Buddy knew what was going on for some weird reason because his answer, his like, the way he was like talking to like, freak, like, guy was just weird. It seemed like he knew what was going on, but like, he didn't. I don't know. It was, it was
all the
very
other,
strange.
All the other people were just saying their one lines, and that was it. But
yeah.
Buddy was also like. Talking and convening with guy.
It was weird. I don't know.
Maybe but at the same time, it was like he was afraid to put the glasses on, remember?
Yeah, it's like he knew.
He's like,
I
don't
want
know.
To. It was strange.
Dude, the scene where they're in the coffee shop and he's like,
oh my
he's
God.
Like trying to order like an espresso. Was,
oh my God,
like,
yeah,
a
latte.
Cappuccino.
He wanted,
I want an espresso.
Yeah,
was it a latte?
I want
a cappuccino.
Cappuccino,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I want a cappuccino. She's
everyone
like,
just slowly looks at him, and there's a tank.
Yeah,
there's
did
a
y'all
tank
see the
outside.
Tank that pointed right towards
like,
him?
Everybody starts staring at them. They're like, what did you say? And he's like, just kidding, I want my coffee.
Yeah, they
like,
all... No, did you also hear the music? The music was, like, getting, like, really creepy,
oh
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, the background sound, it was, everyone was just, like, staring, like...
And then
what
you look at
say?
You look at the menu and it's like good coffee, great coffee.
Oh yeah,
dark
coffee,
coffee, hot coffee, super hot, great
there's
coffee.
There's no cappuccino on this menu. And then the cop's just like, someone's about to get shot.
Dude.
And Ryan Reynolds like, okay.
He was like, Officer Johnny.
Officer Johnny. That was
well,
good.
That one guy.
There was a lot of callbacks to that one.
Huh?
That one guy had his hands up the whole
time. Oh,
yeah.
Until the end.
No, yeah, he was in the background of most scenes just with his hands up. And, like, no one else, like, showed Nick. Was like, hey, you see that guy? It's like, what guy? Like, one hands up.
Hands up guy.
He's like, well, if I get robbed, my hands are already up, so it saves time.
Yeah, it saves time.
Okay.
There's makes a lot sense. Of funny, like, small moments in this movie that, like, yeah. had me laughing.
I get I'm glad there wasn't like a ton of video game references, but it was more like video game stereotypes.
Honestly, so. it was mostly just Halo references. I saw so many Halo references. Wasn't Master? Did you guys see Master Chief? In
no,
this movie?
Master Chief was not in this movie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, the Scorpion. There was a Scorpion
and a Mantis and
Fortnite.
What was Fortnite in the movie?
He pulled out the
llama.
Yeah.
Pickaxe. Oh, the llama pickaxe. Yeah.
Fortnite.
That'll do it.
And they had Ninja Tyler Blevins, who just feeds on Fortnite.
What did you guys think of the plot outside of, like, the video game part of the movie?
It
like,
was
like the normal people.
Plot. It was a lot better than I thought it was.
It was good.
It was pretty good. I think it branched
it.
It's the prequel to The Matrix. That's what it is. They're giving.
I've never seen that movie.
Matrix?
Yeah.
You've never seen it?
No.
Literally, like, the plot to the movie, like, not the movie itself, but, like, the lore.
Oh, like, the concept?
The lore, yeah. It's pretty much, like, we made robots. Robots got too powerful, but they were, like, solar-powered, so we blew up the sun.
Oh,
but
my
then
God.
It screwed us over,
what?
And then they took us over, and then we basically killed
and
ourselves.
And the robots still figured out how to
you
live.
You kind of have to watch The Matrix.
Matrix is really...
Only really the first
They're
one,
making
but...
another Matrix movie.
Yeah, with old Keanu Reeves.
That's it looks cool. Very, like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
But it's very much one of the, it's kind of on the other side of the coin. It's not like we made robots and they're bad. It's like we made robots, but we're trying to, I guess, like, save them, I guess. But they made
the movie,
sentient
like,
life, so.
The movie tried to, like, make you care about NPCs.
No, I'm still
Let's
gonna
be honest,
in GTA.
Have you guys ever like cared about NPCs in video games or
no.
like
you're not
been?
Supposed to.
Yeah, that's everyone was like, "Oh my God, I never thought about like the NPCs or something." Or I don't
have
know.
You ever played?
I don't know.
NPCs.
I don't know. I'm. I don't know.
NPCs have feelings,
NPCs.
Guys. They just
if
cut
you,
to me in GTA, just run
yeah.
them all over.
If you drive in GTA, like I'm driving like 200 miles an hour in GTA, and I just hear like one like.
NPCs say that one line that you hate, and you just like slam on the brakes and you reverse and just like,
hey, watch where you're going. Okay.
It's a beautiful day out today.
You walk into the gun store in GTA, and he's just like, freedom! Damn. Yes.
Ham, cheeseburger, and guns. Hell yeah.
Back to my question that don't I asked. What did you think of the plot?
I thought the plot was pretty good.
Yeah, I will get up
like, how they, like, continue the storyline, like, with the like, game?
Yeah, it was really interesting how they were able to,
Jack's talking. What do you want me to do?
What are you doing? It was really interesting how they were able to like switch back and forth between like the game and the and like real life.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, obviously, like you got to do that for the movie, but like just the way they like connected the story with Keys and Molotov Girl or whatever, Miley.
Yeah, with like the lawsuit and their old
game. Yeah, the lawsuit, and then how he like had a crush on her, and then how that like tied into like how he created the algorithm for the video game and for that one character.
Very well.
And then in the end, like she finds out that character is created by him because he had those feelings, like because he had a crush on her, and then like and then the very end, like you know, it works out, and he's finally not like stood up or not stood up, but like.
rejected.
Oh,
yeah, no, I knew immediately that he, like, they would end up somehow together from the interview.
You could totally see it coming.
I knew once they started, like, he's like, I love bubblegum ice cream. No way. Like, how do you, you know, they started
I was like, how did you know that? Yeah.
I'm like, somebody, I thought
she, in your program.
I thought she programmed him that way.
Yeah, I was like confused that part.
And it turned out to be the guy.
Also, the coffee reference. Remember, like, when he was, like, the medium coffee, cream, two sugars?
Yeah.
That was in the game
That's what everybody drinks.
Yeah. That was her favorite.
That's what everyone drinks, and that's her favorite, like, drink.
Or at least that's what guy drinks.
She, the thing that I found really funny is the part when she's watching the video, and just all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I get it. And, like, halfway through the video.
Yeah, she, like, cuts him off.
What if she just kept on watching it just to, like, watch through the entire thing? And she's
I mean, that was the whole point, but she watched it too late. No, I mean, like, she went back into it and she, like, found the rest of it.
If she watched the whole thing then, would she have loved him sooner?
She probably would have realized.
She still loved him, but she heard him say that,
like, when she watched it the first time. She just wasn't really paying attention to it.
Yeah, she heard him. He said it, but she just didn't
pay attention. He was like, Guy is my love song to you, basically. And she was like,
oh, yeah.
I say no. You know
why? Wait, what?
Because
I mean, only the ending. Too.
It was only the. She only liked him because it was a happy ending. Can you stop touching my arm?
All I did was turn.
Look in the camera.
All I did was turn.
I'm closer than you two, so shut up.
Are they going to make a free tattoo?
Finish.
No.
I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I think they probably will, but. There's no.
I don't know. Like, I
revenge
just, I don't
of
think
Antoine. I think it ended pretty well. I don't think they need a second one.
Yeah, I would agree. They don't need a second.
Like, what would they make
free
a
guy
two
Antoine's
the
revenge?
Like, the
it doesn't
over.
Have to be good. It just needs to make
free dude.
Money.
Yeah.
Free dude.
Bro, honestly,
free dude.
I could see them just making a
like,
free
like,
guy two just to make more money.
Name some movies where like second movies after like an original story like makes sense, like something that's not based off of a book, like Hunger Games and stuff like that.
Transformers
definitely not
2.
Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
See, like that doesn't make any sense. Kissing Booth 2 and 3, like why would they even make the first movie in the first
place?
You
still watched
like, yeah, I know I watched it.
Why would they make a movie in the first place? The movie was
The thing is, every movie that I think of like having a second reboot, like there's no point in doing a second one.
Yeah, it's like it ended so well with the first movie that there's really no point in making a second movie.
It's
kind of
like John Wick. Unless it's like Star Wars or
Avatar.
Lord of the Rings, where it's like the movie is set up to be like a trilogy
the
or saga.
People movie?
Exactly.
They made
exactly.
Avatar?
They're going to.
Oh.
What?
Avatar?
Yeah, Avatar wrapped
up nicely.
Why are
they making a second one?
What doesn't need a sequel? Actually, doesn't need 4 sequels.
You know what doesn't?
Because I looked
Jumanji.
It up, and they're making it up to Avatar 5.
See,
Avatar,
but like, what's the story going to become about? Because it's already, there was a Loopy. Conflict and a huge resolution. And then
are they
going
to go to Earth and kill all the humans?
Yes.
You know what movie needs a sequel but doesn't need it? And Pixar has already come out and said, we're not making a sequel for it ever.
Hmm.
Wall-E.
That was a great movie.
That was an awesome movie.
Why would that doesn't need a sequel.
It doesn't need a sequel, but I would love a sequel.
It wouldn't
be
about Wall-E anymore.
Like, literally in the credits, they show the entirety of, like, what happens after.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the point got across. The whole point was, like, stop. Shouldn't give up on Earth or whatever.
No, but I'd love a movie where it's like,
and people need to exercise. In the lore of the movie,
don't get big fat.
Okay, so I'm just gonna just be really quick. But the space liner that Wally goes to is the flagship. There's other Axioms out there, so maybe they can make a movie about bringing those people home.
I mean,
bring wait,
more
what people. If the sequel is Eva instead of Wally? It's Eva based on her backstory.
Or that, yeah. Make an Eva movie.
It doesn't really seem like she'd have a backstory.
I don't
know. Her backstory is just created. Yeah.
I mean, would you think Wally would have one?
I am a robot.
But what you're saying, Jack, of like sequels that were kind of good, what do y'all think about Jumanji?
Having a sequel?
Like their sequels.
That was pretty good, though. I enjoyed it.
Because you could make one as they grow up.
That's a reboot,
like, that makes sense.
That's not a sequel. It's a
reboot,
I feel like.
Even with the movie It?
They made Jumanji, like, two of the remakes.
Yeah.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
I honestly didn't see a point.
What about, like, the Jurassic Parks?
That's just, I think movies like those are always dumb.
What do you mean? They're so good.
I think they're always dumb because it's like they make a problem and then they're like, oh, well, we didn't learn from it the first time.
Yeah,
so
but
we
no,
just
the
did
original
it.
Movie.
It's like Star Wars.
The original
like,
movie yeah. and the original
it's
problem
It's
kind of
like
good.
Real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
but no,
honestly,
movie,
they would go and try and.
A movie they did do a good, like, part two to that, like, it actually makes sense is, like, the movie It. With the clown?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good
like
way
the
of
the one
doing
where they're
it.
Kids and they first the clown and the
but
one where they're adults
like,
and they first the clown.
That was like part two to the... That was kind of like a whole story.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
Shining.
Like, it didn't like end the story
the
there.
Yeah, but in the book version, was there two books or was there just
it was one
it was in
book.
The same
so
book,
awesome.
Though.
I think that's kind of like... It was meant to be the same story. It's
but
just not.
Shining. What about the... I was going to say Shining did a really good job because they did Shining and then they did like Dr. Sleep or whatever where it's like the Shining where it's the regular book and then they have Dr. Sleep where it's the sun going back to the mansion.
What about
that
the,
is kind of a good
the
way
Dark Knight
it.
Movies?
That's
yes,
makes
because
sense.
That's
those
just
make
like,
sense because you have other people
yeah,
who are in
yeah, there's more
it.
Than one villain in the movie.
Didn't
there's
more
than one
more
conflict.
Of a universe.
More Jaws.
Okay, guys, back to our movie.
More like Marvel. Just more sharks. It's just like, yeah. They had a baby.
I was looking yeah. through Google.
And then the sequel to Jaws, the series, is Sharknado.
But like how this ties back into Free Guy is, Free Guy, it started, there's a world, and then you find out this conflict, how they're making, you know, what was the video game called? It's like Free World or something like that. Free City. Yeah, they have Free City. They're making Free City 2. Then there's a conflict because, you know, they want to make sure they don't, like, ruin their rights to, like, the code. Because
when they make
AI
the second gaming, and then, like,
everything
the
will be different.
Gets, like,
that's what
would
be
deleted.
Or,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
well, they don't want it to get... Well, you guys are missing something. So they don't want it to get deleted because... Keys and Miley's original game code is in Free City.
We just said that.
You guys did not just say that.
I mean, we practically said that.
We basically said that.
You guys were saying they're just going to delete the game.
Delete the
yes,
original.
Yes, that's why. Okay.
You didn't say why. Why is that important?
That's not what I'm talking about now. What I'm talking about is, like, they had this world, the conflict, and then the resolution. They solved it. It's done. Like, there's no more, like, what other conflict are they going to bring in? Like, oh... A virus, like Black Ops 3.
COVID-19
Let's fight a
free life.
No, not even that. Let's just fight a computer virus now. Like,
let's fight
stupid.
A virus that got mad.
It's Don Cheadle.
Black Ops 3.
From Space Jam 2. Free life is my game now.
Do you guys have anything else to say about this movie?
Not really.
Murder.
It was a really good movie. That's all like I
was
surprised.
It was
alright.
It was,
all
right.
It was better than I expected.
Yeah, definitely.
It was an alright movie.
It also the CGI looked pretty good.
It did.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Especially with like the building like collapsing and then forming into the bridge.
Oh yeah.
That whole scene right there. Like I thought that was really cool.
A lot of people are trying to go for that Inception, Doctor Strange kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people like that.
Oh dude, it's so good.
Good.
The editing like that is
the
so
The one
hard.
Scene that looked a little weird was when they were at the construction site and all the area was just like terraforming to what they want. The CGI there was kind of weird in my opinion.
It wasn't weird though. It looked really good. Like it wasn't like wonky.
Just there though, like compared to the driving scene where they're driving and the whole city's collapsing around them, that scene looked really good. But just them running up the stairs
looked so fucking goofy. Because
it was more
why.
Like a Matrix kind
Yeah, it was like yeah. a... It's also a video game, so... Yeah.
It's a video
Whatever. That's no excuse.
Oh.
Nick.
Schneider.
Stop getting up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep throwing away trash. It's
leave
just
it.
Leave
this
it.
This table looks cluttered.
It's cluttered from the get-go.
Welcome to Bruh. Scuff stream number one.
I'm sorry.
All right, so
man, I can't,
let's
I
jump into the ratings
Kit-Kat.
Then.
Rating.
Let's do our ratings.
Are we doing our criteria?
Have. Yeah, so.
What?
Give me a whiteboard.
Yeah. Zachariah, would you like to go first?
Oh, Reynolds. Ah!
Wait.
What do we do the criteria on again?
Dislike.
Bruh, it was like story, film, and number
story.
Three. Acting.
Acting, visual, whatever.
You might
story,
want to go back
acting.
To the old video and look at it.
We haven't done the three
Sorry,
one in a while.
So
we do it every. We've
thick.
Been doing it every podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't do it for Suicide Squad.
No, we did. We
well,
made
yeah,
what me, Jack, and
before.
Zach started doing.
Yeah, no. yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is different. Story acting and what else was it? I forgot.
I can't remember.
Let's just say story.
Story
and
acting and film.
And visual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Visuals.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's
what
it
is.
All right, Zach, go ahead and go first. What
oh
do you think
my.
About the story?
The story? Story is surprisingly good. I was expecting it coming to this movie, like, thinking the story is going to be kind of cheesy.
It still kind of was. A little
I mean,
bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but, like...
Not as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, I think Ryan Reynolds put a good, like, kind of twist on this movie. Had a lot of good things about it. There wasn't too much... like outside video game stuff. It was more of just like video game stereotypes that made it funny. So if you play video games, you kind of understand those little like things it kind of put in.
Yeah.
So I give the story watching. Like I don't know, man. Like, what do you like? Honestly, what do you guys think? Is do you think a 7 would be too low? For the story, or do you think it could?
Hey, it's
I
your rating.
I mean, it's what you think.
I
it's
know,
your rating.
But I usually base it on everyone else's.
No, be original.
I mean,
be you.
I think I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
But it was a good story. I mean, it was good. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I was like blown away by it or anything. So
you
I
were
like,
invested in the story. Like it didn't.
I was invested. That's why I give it a 7. But I don't think it was like, oh my god, mind blowing turn.
It's a mind blowing
yeah.
story, no.
Or like something that I could not think of. Like I feel like I could foreshadow a lot what was going to happen. So a 7, yeah.
Okay. What about the acting?
The acting was good. I mean, it was such a
Any
bland
standout
reaction,
moments?
Standout moments? Ryan Reynolds did a great job.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
amazing
he always,
job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he is a good actor. So, but he played it so well to, like, where, like, I feel like a guy like him, he wouldn't even, like, play video games a lot, but he can nail an NPC.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. It was just kind of strange, but he did a good job. And I think what the outside characters as well, like, the characters living on the outside world,
mm-hmm.
they did a good job. Just everybody playing as the NPCs are great, too.
For sure.
Kind of all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just there's a lot to kind of talk about in this movie.
So we get the acting.
I give it like a 9, honestly, because I think
okay.
they kind of nailed it. The like feeling of a video game. It actually felt like it was its own video game, and they just acted great to it.
True.
Okay.
True. And what about the visuals?
Right.
The visuals. Visuals.
Visuals.
The whole editing. The whole picture.
Like And there was a lot of it in this movie because obviously it was a video game movie.
So there'd be a lot.
There was a lot of visuals.
Yeah, but some like you know like musicals and stuff don't require as much, or like some movies don't
yeah.
require nearly as much. But this is more on par with like, I'd say like, an outer space movie because you know you need a ton of CGI for that. And
yeah.
It's like a video game, so you had a ton of CGI. I'm sure like a lot of the landscape was fake that they were on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The final scene.
And they even had to, like, when they had to come into the real world, but they still showed what was happening on the game, they had to create all that, too. And it didn't look bad. I mean, it looked like a video game. I'd give it like an 8, honestly.
Wait.
Okay.
Maybe I'm being way too generous, but I think that's what it was. It was a surprisingly good overall movie.
Should put Schneider.
All right.
Okay.
It's good. So your total score is an 8 out of 10 then.
Ooh.
Not bad.
All right,
yeah,
Vicky.
I'd say it's an 8 out of 10 movie.
All right, Vicky.
What were the three things?
We have story first.
Story?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Story-wise, for like the whole video game, like the concept was like stolen, and like they needed to like they're doing a lawsuit and needed to get it back or something. Like, I feel like that was a good like story point, like of the concept of the movie. That was like a really good idea as like a starting concept.
Mm-hmm.
And it really worked for the movie, going into like having shots of like the game and them going inside and out of it, like trying to like find like evidence towards it. So the storyline, I would say I would give it like a 8.5.
8.5?
Okay. 8.5.
All right. What about the acting?
The acting was pretty good. Everyone played their part like very well in the movie. Like every part that was like in like every character, everything like was very well played. So I would give that a 9. Okay. Acting was pretty good.
And then what about the visuals?
Visuals. Well, this movie kind of does, like what you guys said, this movie reminds me of, like, Ready Player One and how, like, it's a video, like, video game visuals like that. So going off of that, like, the visuals were actually really good.
Yeah.
8.5, I guess, I'd say.
8.5 again?
Yeah.
All right. So your total score is?
8.7.
Yep, 8.7.
Wow. Nice job, Vicky.
All right, Alex.
Good job. For the story, I enjoyed it, but I think there's definitely a lot more movies that have better storylines.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't my most favorite, so I give that a 6.
Okay.
6.5.
Oh, okay.
6.5?
Yeah.
All right.
Whoops, okay. But for the acting, it was good, but I definitely saw some flaws that could have been better, so I'll give that 7.
7? Very critical.
Yes, I am quite critical. And then the film, the whatever word you used,
The visuals?
The visuals, yeah, that's the word. It was good. I definitely enjoyed seeing the comparison between like what we saw as like inside of the game compared to the actors like playing the game, like what they saw.
The real life visuals versus the PS3 visuals.
That was kind of funny. But besides that quality, I'd probably give it an 8.
Okay.
So it was definitely pretty good. I liked whenever they put on the sunglasses and you see like everything that popped up. Definitely can tell it was from a video game, which I don't even play video games, so the fact that I knew that when it clicked, definitely very good.
Does it make you feel like a gamer?
I'm a gamer.
yeah, I'm a gamer girl. Which, what did I give it? Like Poyo, an 8? Poyo.
You give it a... Your total score is a 7.2.
Cool.
See, I think that's a more fair score. I feel like I'm really lenient on scoring these.
All right, now on to Nick.
Okay, Luke. So what's the story? Please.
Story,
in my opinion, was nothing very special. It kind of followed that very classic trope of dramatic irony. Like, guy didn't know it was a video game, and then all the people interacting with guy didn't know that he was an NPC. You know, it's like a clear, like, lack of communication or being able to explain the situation.
Yeah.
There was a scene where they're like, give me your skin, take off your skin, and Ryan Reynolds was like, I'm not, that's, no, I'm not going to cut my skin off. And it's like, it's basically the whole movie until they arrive to that point where they explain, oh, this is a video game, you know,
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess that point was pretty well executed, but I don't know. It wasn't very wow great story, so yeah. I'll give it like a 6.
Well, what would you think of like the lawsuit part of it? Like,
honestly, like, okay. So the end game, story with guy, I'd give a 6. But the outside part of them trying to like, they're making a lawsuit and they're trying to get the information inside the game.
Right.
That's actually a pretty good story in my opinion.
Okay, but it's the same thing.
Story. I guess they all connect together, but it's just that one part of the dramatic irony that was kind of like, all right, this has been done before.
We have to factor that in.
So I guess not a 6, but I'll give it like a 7. I'll give the story a 7.
All right, what about the acting?
The acting, also nothing very special here, in my opinion. I thought, can I include like humor, like people's humor in the acting?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, so like Antoine, I thought Antoine was really funny in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ryan Reynolds was funny too, just because he's, you know, Ryan Reynolds, method acting. Anyway, I'll give the acting like 8 out of 10.
Okay. What about the visuals?
Visuals? Aside from maybe like some of the scenes where the CGI was just like kind of buttery, the other scenes like were fantastic. Like the fighting scenes were great.
Mm-hmm.
All the different references that they make in this movie were also like very enjoyable to see. So I'll give the film part of it a 9 out of 10.
Alrighty.
Actually, no, that's pretty high. I'll give it 8.5. 8.5. I'm sorry. Make you do all this math, Alex.
And Jack.
Why are you both doing it?
7.8.
Yes.
Alright.
See.
Other Nick, go ahead.
Story?
Yes.
I'll give it, I guess, 7. I don't really need it. I mean, everything's been said about it that can be said. It's not, like, the best story, but it surprised me with what it was.
Yeah.
With combining the cheesiness of, like, everything that happened. Oh, sorry, I'm really far away.
You're good.
Combining both the cheesiness from the gaming part and that, you know, a 7. I'll just say a 7.
All right. What about the acting?
Acting? Acting was okay. I mean, it was really weird because it's like you have all these really high-dollar actors like juxtaposed with like Pokimane and all these people, and it's like that part is like a little like, so like everyone else besides the YouTubers, I'd give like an 8 out of 10, but like with that, I say just another 7 out of 10.
Okay. What about the visuals?
I mean, obviously, you're not going to try and make the gaming part of it look like high dollar gaming like we have now. You're going to make it look like those Chinese, you know,
Chinese like knockoffs.
Like an indie game.
Yeah, like those really just terrible Roblox games. I mean, but everything else aside from that, I mean, 8 out of 10.
8?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be like a 7.5 or 7.3 like 3 something.
Damn, I feel like I scored it really high.
7.3.
I mean, our overall score, I think, is what really matters.
It's
going to
be like a 7.5 or
something. Yeah, I think like a high 7 is honestly like what this
movie deserves. Yeah, for my story was average. That was an 8 for me. Acting. Obviously, the people in the movies acting was great, but then like they show like the YouTubers and stuff, and that was absolute trash.
Oh, yeah, I guess,
I mean,
yeah,
which is expected.
I mean,
it's expected. Yeah. I'm not expecting them to be like really great actors or anything, but it wasn't like the greatest acting I've seen.
I thought it was kind of cringe.
It was pretty cringe.
It was a little bit.
But hey, I'm not hating, but I still have to factor that in. So
they were only a small part of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, so they're still in it.
That's
so
true. That's true.
7, and then visuals. I thought the visuals were great. I'm gonna give that a 9. I like the visuals.
Nice.
So, my score is plus.
It's going to be a 7.
8. 8 out of 10, boy.
8 out of 10. Alrighty. Fuck.
Okay. So now the average of our combined ratings is 7.8 out of 10. 7.8 out of 10.
7.8 out of 10.
Oh.
And for reference, the other like movie critics and stuff, I believe their ratings. Hold on.
I didn't see that at all.
Their ratings were IMDb was 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes was an 80%, and Metacritic was 62%.
That's not bad.
So we're pretty much in line with...
Honestly, I agree with that. This movie was C-tier.
And 91% of Google users liked the movie.
I wouldn't say the movie was C-tier. I'd say it's B-tier.
Yeah, it's like B-minus tier.
Yeah, like...
I think it was C-tier.
Almost like...
It's almost there. It's almost a B-tier, in my opinion. But it's deserving of C-tier.
It's all right.
All right. So that wraps it up. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, leave a like. Drop a comment if you want us to do a movie that you want us to do.
Oh, and we're going to be doing a raffle, so if you like, subscribe, and comment down below.
Wait, that's for the next video.
Yeah, we can just cut that out.
I mean, go check out our next gaming video that's about to come out. We're hosting a raffle in that, or a giveaway. Yeah. We're giving away a $20 Amazon card. So,
if you want to win... You're gonna like the video.
Not this one. The next video.
In my defense, Jack did not specify which video we were announcing it on. So
it's gonna be the next gaming video.
This would not have happened if you guys didn't go look for it.
Giveaway will be in the title, so it'll be easy.
Like, comment, subscribe, bell icon, Facebook, Twitter. We don't have those. Go bye.
We have Twitter.
Adios. You have to fade. You gotta hit the button.
Fade to black. You need to press end.
Press stop.
Right under record.
No, you gotta press the stop
button. Stop button.
Under record.
It's next.
Yes, stop.
Nope, it's next. Yeah.